want to thank Al Saunders. Hopefully he'll be joining us a couple times, along with Marv Levy, for their picks in the playoffs. Christine Brennan from USA Today, who will be back tomorrow with our BCS coverage. And Merrill Hodge. Tomorrow we'll have that coverage of the BCS, fresh from the game itself. I'll be there tonight. And we'll also be joined by Mike Kliss from the Denver Post and Dr. Louis Soka in the last half hour to talk about the aftermath of the Broncos' Deron Williams murder and what that means, what teams can come back. And Len Dawson, you remember Joe Delaney and what it did when he died prematurely right before the 1983 season. You remember, of course, Derek Thomas, what that happened as well, what that did for the team. What's your take on how this will affect the Broncos team?
I really don't know. The season is a long ways off, but I hope it affects maybe the players to see how dangerous it is out there, and that you must be careful, you know, who you associate with and where you go, because it's just so senseless for a young man to lose his life, somebody just coming by and shooting him. That's terrible. But I think it's going to be hard, but those things, eventually you do get over it, and because those guys are involved in football and that they want to win a championship, I'm sure that they'll dedicate themselves to that young man.
Final comment, Len, is the ball itself. You know, there's a new rule this year. Those poor, vulnerable visiting quarterbacks were complaining that they'd get to the games this year. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning among them were ones that pushed for this, that the visiting quarterbacks could get their own balls rubbed in. They'd have their own NFL balls, and then, of course, the home team would have their own rubbed in balls, but those poor kickers have the slicker ball, and I think that's an interesting irony that the game with Tony Romo was ended because that slicker ball was definitely part of the reason I think that he fumbled the ball at the end of the game.
I've been through it. I know exactly what happened. I mean, I looked at that picture and I saw how slick it looked. And what the thing, he caught the ball, but then handling the thing. I've had a ball that they take right out of the box and hand it to me years ago, and I'd start to throw it forward, and it went backwards. I mean, it slipped right out of my hands, and I start complaining, and Hank Stram, my coach, thought I, you know, having some illusions or something, so I said, let's you and I play catch. And so we were playing catch, and it slipped out of his hands, and all of a sudden it got his attention. So I think the league, you know, should make sure that the ball is handleable, because
absolutely,
to lose a game.
We gotta go, Lenny. We love you, buddy. Thanks, man.